Hello, and welcome to This is Purdue, the official podcast for Purdue University. Our conversations and stories feature Boilermaker students, faculty, and alumni taking small steps toward their giant leaps and inspiring others to do the same. A cutting-edge student-run organization, Purdue University's Solar Racing Club has been building solar cars for 30 years. In time, the group has grown into a thriving, innovative collegiate solar car team, building multiple vehicles and competing in national and international events. Let's meet some of the group's standout students who help promote the possibilities of sustainable transportation.
Purdue Solar Racing builds, tests, and races solar cars, such as this one here, Pulsar. And we also promote sustainable energy through our outreach programs. It's definitely a multidisciplinary club. We have teams such as the marketing team and race strategy team, which definitely need majors other than engineering. Our solar cars are funded all through donations from corporations, Purdue University donates, and also individuals through an Adopt-A-Cell program that we run.
We've got these solar cells here, and our car is lined with about 200, 250 of them. And what these solar cells do is they take the sun's energy, they capture the energy, and charge the batteries in the car. Now, once the batteries are charged, that's what runs our motor and makes our car go. This car in particular, it's like you said, it's an efficiency car. And in this car, in today's term, we get around 3,000 miles a gallon on it. That's what we got about a year ago before we made improvements to the car. Now, some improvements that we made to help make it more efficient, make it lighter, are we changed some materials, which reduced the weight in the car, and we put a new more efficient motor on the car. And now we get around 4,000 miles a gallon. We can drive without the sun. We've got the batteries in the front of the car, which of course are charged by the sun's energy. But if the sun's not out on a day and it's raining, in fact, outside, our car can still run 3, 4, 5 hours at cruise speed on the highway. Well, I've always been really passionate about renewable energy, about solar in general. And when I came to Purdue, I was really looking for something, you know, along that lines. And, you know, I found Purdue Solar Racing, and I really wanted to get involved. And, you know, it really just took off from there. And like I said, it's always been a passion for me. If there's anyone out there that has any sort of passion for solar, renewable energy, I really encourage them to get involved in anything in their community or at their school.
The Women in Engineering program at Purdue University helps girls and women discover their inner engineer. Among its numerous services, the program encourages future engineering students through engaging initiatives like Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. We spoke with several participants about the importance of this annual gathering that promotes interest in engineering among early high school students.
The purpose of today's event, our Introduce Girl Engineering Day, is to bring together freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in high school. We pair them with current engineering students, undergraduate and graduate students, and let them see how exciting engineering is. So the importance for us to have Introduce Girl Engineering Day is so that we can help encourage these young girls to consider coming into engineering.
We're hoping that they become more inspired in technical fields and so that they aren't just more conformed to the roles that they've traditionally been involved in for women, and that they're more open to working with their hands or working with computers or being more open with what they're interested in, even if it's not a traditionally female role.
One of the highlights of the day, I think, for the students is hands-on activities. So they're actually going to be doing creative engineering design products led by current undergraduate and graduate students. One of the unique aspects of our Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day is that we actually pair these participants with a mentor, and that mentor is going to tell them all about life here at Purdue, life as a college student, life living in the dorms, life in Purdue classes, and the prestige that goes with that at this top-level research and academic university.
I am really excited to be a mentor for Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day because it gives them a chance to become more involved in Purdue and to see the spark that I had when I visited Purdue to become an engineer.
What they will take away from today, I think they will get a little bit of idea of what engineering is really about. It's not just math and science. It's actually building something, designing something, coming up with new solutions to all the problems. They will get to meet other girls, and hopefully, even if they end up going to different schools, they keep in touch, and that will help them a lot.
Well, seeing all the different things you can go into afterwards and all the different fields and
like the materials thing, we saw all of the ways they can put different materials together and create something like brand new, and it's like just a creative field, so it's really cool.
I know some people were interested in engineering. I thought I was like one of like maybe like 50 girls that are gonna come, and there's like, what, 200 girls here, so it's really interesting to see from all over, not just Indiana.
Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day is part of National Engineers Week programming. High school freshmen and sophomores participate in the event's hands-on sessions, engaging with specific engineering disciplines as they prepare to make their own giant leaps. Thanks for listening to This is Purdue. For more information on this episode, visit our website at purdue.edu/podcast. There, you can route to your favorite podcast app to subscribe and leave a review. As always, Boiler Up.